There are two elements of the deficiencies in the law that exist in this country. One is from a civil sense, in other words, disputes between people. There is, for example, out there in lawland, lots of presumptions of law, such as the presumption of innocence. There's another one called the presumption of advancement. You may not have heard of that, but the law says if I advance money to you as my daughter, then it's deemed to be a gift. So I've got this problem as a parent now in advancing that money to try and prove otherwise. If in fact you weren't my daughter, just a stranger, and I advanced you $100,000, the law says it's not deemed to be a gift. You are deemed to hold it on trust for me. In other words, it's still my money. So we have in family situations this special law which says when parents advance money to children or transfer assets, it's deemed to be a gift. But families somehow are special. But that specialty gives them a particular disadvantage when it comes to trying to disprove that presumption. We don't have the basic data to determine what is happening so far as criminal prosecution of financial abuse is concerned. We just don't have it. So increasing awareness is great, but it has to come with the ultimate whip, which is prosecution. And having discrete offences is where that comes in. The ability to prosecute attacking the conduct that exists as opposed to the general criminal conduct of most people.